Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
I gotta put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday, November the 13th. Is November like a tongue tie? Should I be like not being able to say that word?
November.
Do my little bit of warm up. Dr. Ken is in the building. You're a little early. You got like 10 hours, Dr. Ken. Good morning, Truth Nation. Shout out to Jasmine. I like that good energy on the YouTube message board. She said, morning world. Let's go. It is hump day. We've got the crew in the building. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT.
Tony Smith.
DT, what's happening? Telly.
What up?
And DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. We got the full
Ricky.
Got the full team in the building. All right, so Truth Nation, I'm going to first ask this question to both Telly and Tony. And we're actually going to put out a YouTube poll. We want to know how you feel about this. But first, let me ask Telly and Tony. Are we over talking about the election? Should we like move on now? Because it's been over a week. Are we okay with not talking about the election,
yep,
just moving forward? Well, that was Ricky's vote.
Guess first.
Listen, I'm the election is over with, but there's still plenty in politics to talk about. But the election part, yeah, that's done with.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm same way, DT. I'm over it. And
did they finish counting?
And my
Tony,
why? How many more votes does Trump need?
I have no idea. I was just wondering.
That is such a good point. It's like, are we a glutton for punishment?
Right.
Can you imagine that, Madam Vice President? We're still counting votes. Did you see
it's over, all right?
Madam Vice President already went to her niece and her sister's house, played games with her nieces and poured her a glass of wine, which I'm not mad at.
Yeah.
If you ask me, it wasn't strong enough, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I'm over it because, DT, I mean, I think that's probably not a good question for you and I because we've had to talk about it so much. We were going to be over it regardless, I think. But I just think from an election standpoint, again, like Tony said, it's November 5th and happened. And, you know, it's just the people have spoken.
Deal with it now.
Yeah, just got to deal with it.
Now you're cooking with peanut oil. So should we be talking about how we're going to deal with it versus the results? And
yes.
Okay. So we're going to open up a YouTube poll because we want to hear from you, Truth Nation. Are we over talking about the election? Yes or no? It's going to be a simple yes or no question. We want to hear from you. DJ Ricky on the ones and twos is going to get this YouTube poll out. And you, quite frankly, you can call us. Call Telly, Tony, and I right now. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. You can also stream and watch Tony and I live right now. Tony, Telly, and I on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com or just go to YouTube and make sure you hit that subscribe button. Moriam on our YouTube message board. I love y'all. Truth Nation is not playing. It's 7:04 and they're like, let's go. Moriam says, it is going to be a bumpy 4 years. I'm weak. It's... Why did I just literally picture Lex Luthor, like the bald villain from Superman? Moriam says, it is going to be a bumpy 4 years, especially with Lex Luthor in the cabinet. Mm. If they did not vote for Hillary, they would have not given the VP a chance.
Mm.
Now, there's a lot of breaking news that took place overnight because President-elect Donald Trump is announcing his new administration, including Elon Musk. Elon Musk will be leading a new department known as the Department of Government Efficiency. Boy, I tell you, these billionaires, they know how to stick together.
Wow.
He's with the other guy. I can't think of his name.
Who? What other guy?
I think him and Elon are supposed to be running it together. I can't think of the guy's name. He was running for the Republican seat. The Indian guy.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, yeah.
Ramaswamy, that's right. Ramaswamy.
Yes.
They're running it together.
Yeah. Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk will be leading the Department of Government. Is it Government Efficiency?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No idea.
I mean,
Sounds like a made up. I've never heard of that one before.
Oh, yeah. No, he made it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I've never heard of that before.
When 9/11 took place, under the Bush administration, that's when the Department of Homeland Security was established. So as a president, you can create departments and you can eliminate, because according to President-elect Donald Trump, the Department of Education, is that still going bye-bye?
As far as we know. Wow.
Depends on who's leading it. The other one was he hired the Fox host for the defense secretary.
So who was that? Like, I'm still trying to figure out the name.
Some Pete Hegseth or something. He's like...
Do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
I mean, you don't watch Fox. If you watch Fox, you probably know who he is.
I watch Fox, but I watch Fox and Friends. I watch Garfield.
He was on Fox and Friends a lot, they said. He's like one of the normal contributors to Fox and Friends.
And so he's going from being a Fox News anchor to a U.S. government department head.
Defense secretary, too. The military.
Are you serious?
Huh?
There it is right there.
Trump picks Army veteran Fox News host for defense secretary. Okay.
And he was talking about women in the military.
I'm learning now with every update that I see regarding the Trump administration to just say, okay, because what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Text Eric.
It's definitely not for me, dog.
I was just wondering when someone black is going to be picked in his cabinet. Because he loves black people so much.
And cue the crickets chirping, Ricky. Right. Cue the crickets, Ricky, on that one.
No, I mean, look, the black vote increased 21% for him.
But he's, let me read y'all a quote from what the guy said first. He said, it hasn't made us, talking about women in the military, it hasn't made us more effective, hasn't made us more lethal, has made fighting more complicated. We all serve with women and they're great. That's what he tries to do. But our institutions don't have to incentivize that in places where men in those positions are more capable.
Hmm. Well, speaking of President-elect Donald John Trump, I just learned that from Sherwin yesterday, that's what the J stands for. Donald Trump addressed the nation regarding civil rights.
Ooh.
And racial discrimination. We're gonna hear from...
It's about time you do something for black people.
In the meantime, I love it. Truth Nation is not wasting any time. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Cypher, good morning. You are live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment?
Question and a comment. And I know some women were kind of upset with men after the election. Did you hear about any of that stuff?
Did I hear about women being upset with men after the election?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't really understand how, like, you know, in the midst of all this, like, you know, people still find a way to say they hate somebody when they didn't get the results like, you know, everybody probably would have wanted. And now that they see what's going on, but it's just like, I gotta wonder, like, how's the confidence of women right now? Like, you ask them a question, like, because it's like, this might sound kind of bogus, but it's like, a woman can't be a leader. She can be in charge, but she can't be a woman and be a leader, if that makes sense.
Why would that not make sense to me, Cypher? I speak English just like you. That makes perfect sense. I hear what you're saying. I hear you.
So it's like, you ask them a question, and they say, as a leader and as a woman, right? They will enter the question.
Yep.
Why is that?
I can't speak on behalf of all women. I'm not a big fan of making monolithic statements. I personally don't have any issues with, let me say it to you like this. Whatever issues or opportunities or challenges I have with men did not begin with this election. it's not contingent upon the outcome.
Maybe give us a little bit of perspective in that train of thought.
Perspective on what?
Like, okay, let's say, like, a man is a leader. He's not held to the same standards or everything. His sexuality, his desires, his interests. And, you know, if it's a woman, it's going to be, like, a completely different, like, ball game, because everything's going to be taken into consideration. It's going to, like, upset somebody because she's a woman.
Okay, gotcha. Well, here's how I feel about this, Cypher. Whether this country, probably since the first president, George Washington, has portrayed leadership as straight, older, white men. And so if you're constantly seeing straight, right, older, white men, excuse me, as leaders, it's going to be difficult for you to receive a woman in that capacity, i.e. president of the United States. And then secondly, based on systemic racism, there have been a significant amount of efforts to divide the black family and promote black women in highly visible business critical roles, and basically a very passive aggressive way to make black men resent black women. Because a lot of the brothers that I've spoken to, Cypher, have said, I'm tired of seeing all the black women getting all the promotions and we're not getting anything. How can we lead our homes? How can we be providers and protectors if we're not treated as such in the workplace? Does that answer your question?
Not really. Because like, there's a different example between, like, the, you know, the separation between the black family. I was thinking more of, like,
okay, so Cypher,
like,
here's
what
the thing.
Kind of leader would
here's
you
the
be
thing, Cypher.
Sense?
When you ask me a question about my truth and I give it to you and then you say it didn't answer your question, then I'm no matter what I say, so I don't know what you want me to say other than my truth. You asked me my truth, my perspective, and I gave it to you. It's not about being right or wrong.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But we got to move on. We got to move on, Cypher. I appreciate you listening, Cypher. We got to move on. All right. Good morning, Callie. What is your question or comment? Thank you for listening.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. I'm over the election talk. We know who won. We know Orange Crush Cheeto Face won. And I'm just over it. I'm over the conversation. The only reason I feel like Kamala didn't get in is because she's a woman, and that's the most terrible thing about the whole election. Have a good morning.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. That is, and a lot of times I think that it may just be that simple. It may just come down to that. And a lot of people may not want to admit it. And I think it's from both ends. I think there were a fair share of women didn't want her to be the first female president. And there were a lot of guys that did not want a female to be president. 100%. And that's just real. Like, I mean, there's no denying that.
I'm just tripping off people when they ask you for your opinion, your thoughts, your feelings. And they're like, nah, that didn't answer. I'm like, what you want me to say? You asked me my truth. We got three whole people. Like,
I got one answer to your question.
This ain't the Sherwin Hughes show. It's just one person in 3 hours. We got a whole football team in this studio. We got 2 hours. What do you want me to do? Truth Nation, let's keep it going. 833-212-1017. We got guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. The best morning show on planet Earth. We're so excited that you're tuned in to start your morning off. Stay locked in, and we're going to take your calls when we come back, as well as read some things that are coming in on our YouTube message board and Truth in Text Line, Truth Talk in Text Line. Stay locked in.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Boom. Truth Nation, the award-winning 1017 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. The Panthers look to get back in the win column tonight when they travel to Virginia to take on the Longwood University Lancers. Scott Wars has the coverage starting at 5:30 p.m. on 1017 The Truth. I don't know why they keep putting a.m. on these things. When does a basketball game start at 5:30 a.m.? Anyway, 5:30 p.m., you all. Tonight, Scott Wars will begin his coverage on 1017 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock p.m. at night.
You sure?
You put some bass in that. Like, p.m.!
Because this is like the third week in a row. These, you know, I read these and they say a.m. Anyway,
there might be a game somewhere in the world.
Right.
All right. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Hump Day, Wednesday, November the 13th. And we have an actual live YouTube poll. We want to know, Truth Nation, after a very long election year, are we done talking about the election? Ricky, what are we looking like so far? We got 9 votes. What are the people saying? We believe in democracy here at The Truth. I know I put my vote in.
Majority is saying yes.
Yeah, see?
We're done.
We're over it.
Yeah.
60-40.
Why y'all say no? Because we've been talking about it all year.
Some people, hey, people have spoken. Some people want to keep talking about it.
I mean, it's their opinion, but...
Hey, that's why we. No,
but I'm like laughing them. Because Ricky's like, "Why y'all want to still talk about that?" Like they were just gonna answer right now.
All right, so we've been talking about the election. No, we're not talking about the election. We're talking about next steps.
Yes.
Oh my goodness! Breaking news: 11 employees have been injured in a Louisville, Kentucky plant explosion. Man. We'll keep you updated as we receive more updates. But if you do have any loved ones or friends in Louisville, Kentucky, please check on them now. As breaking news, 11 people have tragically been impacted by an explosion. And we'll get more details as they come in. In the meantime, because we've been talking so much about the election, this is Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. There's been a number of living legends that have passed that, you know, we got to give credit to because, like, for example, you know, Quincy Jones passed the day before the election.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And the fact that we were not able to honor and celebrate his legacy. I mean, of course, you don't get to pick.
Right.
You know, you don't know the end date that's going to be on your tombstone. But I felt really bad about that because I told you like 6 months ago, I was like, when Quincy Jones passes, I'm going to be just completely out of it. And I couldn't even focus on his legacy because it was one day before the election. So in addition to our brother, our king, Quincy Jones, Judith Jamison. Are you familiar with Judith Jamison from the...
Nope.
Alvin Ailey, American Dance, passed away at 81. Prince's, the artist formerly known as Prince, only living sister, Tia Nelson, because you know Prince's, she passed at 64. Tia Nelson.
Wow.
And then the brother who played Candyman. And if you recall, I don't know if you remember the movie Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when the scene when, and he played the principal, was it Mr. Clark? What was his name? That was a real person, by the way.
Yeah. I do remember what his role. It was a small one in that.
Like head
Lean
of security or something.
Yeah, so he was head of security.
And then
he went in to become the Candyman. And so his name is Tony Todd, and he passed away at the age of 69 as well. So we've lost in our community a number of incredible actors, performers. So our condolences and our thoughts go out to Judith Jamison from the Alvin Ailey American Dance Group, Tony Todd, age 69, who played the man. Do you remember that when that movie first came out, Candyman?
Mm-hmm.
What? That was one of the scariest.
You're not a scary movie person.
And that was the reason. That was one of the reasons. Him and Freddie.
I was one of them bad kids that went in the mirror and said his name.
Oh God!
I know one thing on this Truth Talking text line, Barry. I got time today. You need to resend that text. I'm not even going to read it, but you know what you said. I'm so sick of us screaming and yelling and criticizing each other and talking. Barry, I tell you what, call in and say that. Call in and read what you just text. I'm so sick of this. Ricky, you already know what I'm about to do. Like, this is how we got to start our day. We're human beings, too. We literally wake up at the crack of dawn to be great. Like, DJ Ricky, he DJs at night. Telly, he travels to be a sports broadcaster. I travel. And then this is what y'all, that's how you feel? Barry, 833-212-1017. Let the world hear how you speak with that keyboard courage on our Truth Talking text line. Like, how would you even expect me to respond to that? How would you feel if I walked up to you and just said, and I don't even know you, hey, Telly, are you stupid? Give me a break.
And then we wonder
why black folks, like, why we not progressing? And everybody else is looking at us and laughing. Look at those dumb Negroes yelling at each other, cussing each other out. And while they're doing that, we ready for that Donald Trump audio, brother DJ Ricky?
Oh, gosh.
So while black people are yelling and screaming at each other, this is what President-elect Donald J. Trump is doing. Let's just go into it. Thanks, Barry, for that segue.
Federal civil rights cases against schools that continue to engage in racial discrimination and schools that persist in explicit unlawful discrimination under the guise of equity will not only have their endowments taxed, but through budget reconciliation, I will advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment. A portion of the seized funds will then be used as restitution for victims of these illegal and unjust policies, policies that hurt our country so badly. Colleges have gotten hundreds of billions of dollars from hardworking taxpayers, and now we are going to get this anti-American insanity out of our institutions once and for all. We are going to have real education in America. Thank you.
Reactions.
Unbelievable.
What NWA say? What? Here's what they think about you.
Why did he say if something was illegal? These are policies. Government
what
policies.
What he deems is illegal.
It's government policy. How is it illegal?
Wow,
it's coming from a felon. He apparently doesn't know what legal and illegal is.
Yeah.
So let me go back to my original point. You have a whole news network, Fox, that would love to hear from black people who hate themselves as well as other black people. Then you have all kind of conservative, anti anything that's not white radio stations in this world. You have YouTube channels where people literally talk about, you got a whole president-elect that just told the country there will be no DEI. There will be no more. And when he says racial discrimination, he's talking about white people.
Right. He's not.
And then Then you got a whole black talk radio station, and you got black people calling into a black talk radio station, calling the black co-host stupid. Help me understand where we are as a community. And I mean, it's 7:27. I could see if it was 4 o'clock, you know, you'd had a bad day. Maybe some black person made you bad. I could even maybe just meet you. It's 7:27. And you wake up, in the mirror. Oh, a black person. Let me call Truth Be Told with DT and Telly and call those black people that look like me stupid. Hey. Stop it.
Hey, like Beyonce said, he woke up like this, apparently.
I mean, it's not funny.
It ain't even, like you said, it ain't even 7:30. You must have just woke up like that.
Man, mm-hmm. You hate yourself that much. You are a beautiful king, black man, a leader. And you calling into a show with a black woman. Oh, she's feminist. She hates black men. Da-da-da. Are you kidding me? If I was going to leave y'all, I got a whole black dad, a whole black son. I work with black men all day. I'm sick of it. Stop it. They do not care. Anywho. Who's on the phone? Look, that'll be black mama mode. Who's on the phone?
Tell him to call back. I ain't got time.
Quit playing on my phone.
Don't you see I'm talking all long distance? Then you wonder why black women are angry.
I'm in
then
here
you
on
wonder
the phone,
why.
Smokey.
We didn't build y'all. Anywho. Thank you, Jasmine. Jasmine says, preach, DT. I'm so sick of even having this conversation.
Give me some of that
Barry,
money back.
Call in. Call in. Barry says, I like the victim mentality. I like the coward mentality. How about that?
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Bring it, Barry.
Thank you for having my back. Anywho.
What's up, Barry?
Back to our regular scheduled program. Let me put my professional voice back on. And dear non-black people, I'm sorry you had to be exposed to that. That's how we talk when we mad at each other. Ka-chum.
It's like when everybody, when all the company leaves.
Like, hi, thanks for coming over. Like,
so now y'all want to act up when we act up.
Boy, get you.
Thank you so much for coming. Oh, it was great to see you, Susan. Oh, thank you, Bob. Thank you. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too.
Love the cookies.
Love the cookies.
And then go straight.
Now, Telly. Can we you know what you did right up. There.
Hey. We got these people in our house.
And we love the raisins you put in the potato salad, too. That was great.
Boy. It be your own people, y'all.
Yeah, man.
Like, what do we say or do that is so bad where you got to call in to people that look like you and call us all kind of names? And, you know, I've had some counseling from Sherwin, and he's just like, and I'm just like, I'm sensitive. Everybody knows that about me. But the same sensitivity that I have is what I exude. I love people. I give people the same energy they give me. I just don't understand it. Why we as a black community, after this man looked you in the face, Telly, Donald Trump, the president, looked you in the face and basically said, no more racial discrimination.
White reparations.
Good morning, Ed. You're live with DT and Telly and Tony. What is your question or comment?
I have a comment. More like, I can't believe my ears at times and how we as people, as black people, are so divided.
Man!
And how our culture is so twisted in our thought process. And I grew up in Oakland, California, during the 60s and early 70s, during the Black Panther movement. And I seen how it was important for us to stand together for education, civil rights. And now we elect a man who's totally trying to get rid of all that. Who's taking his playbook just like Hitler. He won't do deep math. You know, he won't get rid of all the Mexicans. Just like 1958 during Eisenhower, the Wetback movement. And a lot of people don't understand the history of how they use us against each other. And it's just sad. It breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart to see us so divided. And we just don't come on common ground to save our own folks, our youth. And it just breaks my heart. I'm a veteran, and my whole family's a veteran. And he's trying to wipe out veterans' benefits. And we have black men and women who served and fought for this country, and we still don't see the sacrifice that we've made for our youth of our country now. And we believe in this rhetoric. This just don't help us. Because this man said he gave us a check because he wrote his name on the check. And I'm sorry, I might be rambling.
No, you're not. Keep talking, because I'm loving what you're saying, Ed. And it's so necessary, because if I say, please keep talking, Ed. You got the mic.
Okay. The Republicans sent all these migrants up to New York, Chicago. They talk about the border. They talk about, oh, they're giving away money. Well, that played in their favor. And a lot of black people didn't see it. Where you got upset, since when black folks got upset by migrants coming here to the United States? Until someone said they're taking funds from you. What, welfare money? You can't let people starve. So they had it in a bag where, oh, see there, they're taking money from you. They're taking money from the black community. They're doing this, they're doing that. But how did these people get all the way up there? The Republican Party sent them on buses. So you can, that's one tool to make you divided. Oh, they're taking national resources from us.
Well, Ed,
we wasn't even caring about who came across this country. We never had. So
never.
Also now to this election, we care about who come across the border. They don't say nothing about all the Russians and Europeans that come here. Because Donald Trump, right, is Russian.
Ed,
nobody cares about that. She can barely speak English. But nobody cares about that.
That is so
true. That's my time. That's all.
I hate that. Yeah. We got to go to
but
break.
But people don't understand our history. We don't have to stand our history. We got to study and look at the politics of what they're trying to produce on both sides. Propaganda is something they produce every day. Like to sell, how to sell to a black man. If they can write that kind of documentary, what do you think they can do with politics?
Ed, thank you so much for your call. I hate that we have to go to break, because I just love what you're saying and so appreciate you and your vulnerability, because we need to see more black men and hear more black men, their vulnerability, because y'all are in a lot of pain, and rightfully so. So, Ed, thank you for your call. From my mouth to your ears, I hear you, I appreciate you, and I love you. I don't have to know you as a woman of faith to love you. And I'm so glad that we're putting more love on the airwaves right now, because Barry done got me started. He done got me out my character, Telly. We got to go to break. We come back. Jules, we see you. We're going to come straight to you. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We see you on the YouTube message board as well. Thank y'all so much for streaming and watching us live. This is the best morning show on planet Earth, because you deserve the best. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's a big week for Concordia University Wisconsin College Scholarship Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. This week, we will highlight the many scholarship opportunities they offer students and tell you why your student should apply to attend Concordia. Remember, whether you are a high school student with big dreams or a full-time adult with a busy schedule, Concordia University Wisconsin is here to help you reach your goals and so much more. For more information, visit cuw.edu.
You are tuned in to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Wednesday, November the 13th. We got guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. We have a live poll going on right now on our YouTube message board. You can stream and watch all of us live on YouTube right now at 1017thetruth.com, or just simply go to youtube.com and search for 101.7 The Truth and make sure you hit that subscribe button. So the poll basically asks, are we over talking about the election? What's the latest and greatest, Ricky? What we got, like 56% saying yes, 48%? 48%. Evansville Public School. I can't even do math. Where are we at, Ricky, with that? What's the people want? We got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, because
54% is saying yes, 46% is saying no.
Okay, well, if they want us to keep talking about it, let's go to Jules. Jules, on our Truth Talking text line, you're live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment? Thank you for your patience.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. People can decide that they're done hearing and talking about the election, but let me tell you, the events and the activities and the plans for this incoming administration is going to force the issue back to the forefront. I just wanted to point out that about 2 months ago, the Fearless Fund, and I encourage folks to look that up, Fearless Fund, which is an Atlanta-based venture capital firm, it closed its grant programs for black women business owners after it was sued by a conservative activist group who won the lawsuit on the grounds that the fund discriminated against, get this, white men. They claim with a straight face, in 2022, women of color received just 0.39% of venture capital funding. They got that. 2 months ago, the Fearless Fund was stopped. So it was by the same individual who brought this lawsuit. It's the same person who was in the years-long crusade to end affirmative action in college admissions, which happened in June of 23. This has already resulted in an 8% drop in black and African-American enrollment. Trump-appointed judges put a stop to the Fearless Fund. Trump-appointed judges ended affirmative action in college admissions. I'm disappointed at so many of our failure to connect the dots. These people have a plan. I'm just discouraged and I'm disappointed at our people's failure to connect the dots. Next up is pressure on corporate America companies to end DEI practices. We got to connect the dots so we can decide that we're done talking about it. But they ain't done with us, y'all. I just wanted to say that. Thank y'all.
Thank you for your call, and we appreciate that. And DT, I wanted to go back to our caller before the break because he hit on so many points that I wanted to touch on. And our last caller just said the same thing. Like, a lot of times, and we can't say we didn't know or we didn't hear about it or we didn't tell you. And some of the things that were being put in place, just all the way down to Trump running on the border. Let's remember that they came up with a bipartisan bill to pretty much rectify the problem. And Trump told them, hey, don't accept that bill because I want to run on immigration. And so it was already being put in place. And therefore, it wasn't even about the people or the problem. It was about making sure your person was in power. Because if you wanted the border, if it was such a big deal and oh my gosh, this country is about to just go over the cliff because of immigrants, then why not fix the problem and then find something else to run on if that was the thing? But running on that and winning and then now it's all we're about to fix it. It was already fixed. But you told them not to do it. So again, these are all a part of the plans that were being laid in the groundwork where it's like, oh, all right, well, I guess that wasn't that big of a deal. Or, all right, that's just Trump being Trump. But clearly they had a plan and they executed it very well.
I hear you. And I have no rebuttal. Nothing you said was false. We got a bunch of our valued listeners on our Truth Talking text line. We're going to go to Al, and we come back. Brian, we see you. We appreciate your patience. We'll take your call after we hear from Al and go to break. Good morning, Al. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
I feel like men are being very, very fragile, and it seems like women can't win. Yet a lot of men was raised by single men. No, raised by single mothers and grandmothers. Because their daddy didn't want them. But now they got so much to say that what women can't do. But yet, when y'all need to be nursed to health and you want to die on somebody, you don't go to the white man. You go back to the woman. Yet, you're so fragile about her being in the position of power or things of that nature. Well, why y'all not screaming this about your daddies who left you on the curb then? Why are y'all not screaming at about when you need nurse back to help? You ain't running to your daddy because your daddy didn't want you.
but you're mad about women being in positions of power. Y'all are very fragile, but this is where it gets rich. When the white man talk about you like you're swine and something floating in the toilet, y'all don't got all that mouth. But amazingly, when it comes to the power of black woman, now you're big and bad. That's why y'all getting disrespected today, because the black woman will go out there and fight before the man. Because the black woman was always the lioness. And when you look at history, they was using the black woman to nurse his white babies. But yet, these men today say, well, women can't be in position of power. What you think about that? And I'll hang up and listen.
Wow. Well, here's the thing, Al. I'm going to respond, and hopefully we can hear from both Tony and Telly. We got Brian on the line. We got to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to get into that. Because, I mean, it is a valid question in terms of where we are as a community and how we view and accept leadership. But I do know that the cards dealt against black men systemically and intentionally to perpetuate that divisiveness is very relevant, especially in predominantly white work environments. You're seeing constantly now black women getting promoted. Not saying that we don't deserve it, but again, if you've got a group of people that are already being discriminated against, let me pause right there because I can go on and on. We got to take a break, y'all. We got to take a break. This is the best show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Brian, we're going to come straight to you after the break. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I keep asking why LL didn't run for president. The map would have looked a whole lot more blue if LL Cool J.
Oh.
Would have been the Democratic. All right, y'all. Good morning. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. Brian, we're going to go straight to you. We've been talking about the election. How are you feeling, Brian? Thank you for holding. You're live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. Love your show. Yeah, probably because LL Cool J, probably a Republican. A black Republican.
Here we go. Here we go. Huh? I'll let you have that, Brian. I know. I'll let you have it. I look at Telly. Y'all go to YouTube, look at Telly's face. Damn.
I guarantee you ain't no Democrat. But,
Brian,
let me
Brian
get,
tell me you're Republican is, without telling me you're Republican.
Oh, well. But, yeah, I think I normally don't comment on what Al says because I just look at him for entertainment purposes. But I just wanted to state some facts on his comment. I think that he's right about weak men having to go back to mama when things don't go right for them. But as far as women getting high positions, black men, real black men, really don't have a problem with that as long as the black woman is sleeping black. A black woman, I'm just going to lay it on the line like this. Black folks, black men do not like taking orders from a black woman that sleeps with a white man or is married to a white man. We don't trust her in that fashion. Mm-hmm. Maybe Pisces black men don't care, but normal black men do not.
My son's a Pisces. You know,
we just feel a certain way. We just feel a certain way about that.
My son's a
Pisces, Brian. Why are you coming for the Pisces
Gemini people. Gemini people all over the place. So, yeah.
There's no
problem with that.
Coming from someone who listens to the stars alignment. Okay. Thank you. Oh, I got you, brother.
Look up at the stars, tell me
what you're thinking today.
If everybody went by astrological, if everybody used astrological more, you'd have less problems with how people interact and divide between people. If you just get all with right. the
everybody go by a telescope,
astrological
look
sign
up,
that you combat with, sometimes it'll make it a lot easier. But
I gotta check my investments. Let me look in the stars. Hold on.
Life is not supposed to be easy. But I was
telling
say,
me to invest in
what black folks
Elon
don't have
Musk.
To start doing. What black folks don't have to start doing if the government is going to defund all those feel-good programs we used to,
rich black folks with money going to have to start funding their own community.
I'm disowning all my Pisces friends out there. Anybody's a Pisces is my friend.
What about Robert? I don't know.
Well,
I think we need to hit up Robert Smith, the billionaire, or David Stewart, the 12 billionaire. We need to hit them folks up. That's what we need to
hit
do.
Hit them up and do what? What do you mean when you say hit them up? Ask them for money or
check what their sign is first.
So they make a whole bunch of money just to give it away to everybody, huh?
They got more money. They'll never miss that money. Never.
Now, I do agree with Brian on that. I do agree with Brian on that.
They'll never miss it. If they can give millions of dollars to Spelman graduates that don't need it, they can give it to poor folks in the inner cities that need it.
Wait a minute, Brian. How do you know Spelman graduates don't? How much it costs to go to Spelman? They need it.
I mean, not Spelman. Oh. Morehouse.
They need it.
Morehouse graduates. Yeah, well, they got enough money to give it to all of them. You know
Brian,
what I'm saying?
Brian, you're Gemini. Saying, you're all over the place right now. I mean, you're everywhere.
No, not me. I ain't no Gemini. Thank God. see things as they are.
Sounding like one.
I see the truth. I see the truth, and I see how to solve certain problems. You know, you can make it. Everybody's making stuff too complicated. If people do the right thing, things would be a lot easier.
Okay. Well, we hear you. Thank you so much, Brian, as always, for your call and listening.
Who supplied Brian this morning?
We're going to go to Mr. Wright. Good morning, Mr. Wright. Thank you for your patience.
Get your money back, Brian.
You are live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing again this morning? How y'all doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. I just had a question, I guess. I was speaking with one of my family members, and you know, I'm truly over politics too. But we got into a topic about politics, and he said, "Like, man, who wouldn't vote against their mama?" So my question is to all the black men: if it was your mama running in office, would you still feel the same way about voting for that woman? Because if it was my mama, I'm putting her in. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to know how they feel about that. If it was their mama running in office, would they still vote the same way?
Well, Mr. Wright, we're going to answer that question. You're going to hear from Telly and Tony. We got to take a break. So hold that thought, cool. Mr. Wright. And also, Marlon, we see you. We'll come to you when we come back. Truth Nation's on fire this morning. I'm here for all of it. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.